Hey everybody, thank you so much for watching. This is Corey from CoreyBakerFilmmaker.com, and I just saw Sonic the Hedgehog, written by Patrick Casey and Josh Miller, original characters by Yuji Naka, Naota Oshima, Hirokazu Yashura, and directed by Jeff Fowler. So Sonic the Hedgehog is the story of the Sega video game character who has been transported to Earth to protect himself and is preparing to leave Earth because danger is afoot. And that's pretty much it. There's not really a plot, so to speak, to Sonic the Hedgehog. He needs to get his rings back so he can escape the danger that he's in from Dr. Robotnik, who is trying to find him. And it's a kid's movie. There's not really, the plot almost doesn't even matter. So growing up, I was a humongous fan of Sonic. It was my number one thing for a long time. When I heard that they were making a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, I was not overjoyed. Because in my mind, I played out how would a Sonic movie happen, and I couldn't really think of something that made me feel good about what was going to happen. And then the first trailer came out. And that was a horrible disaster. And it was so bad that they fixed Sonic. They delayed the movie. They moved it to February. And they completely redid all the Sonic animation to make him more equivalent to what he was in the video game. This movie is really weird because I wouldn't say that it's bad, but I wouldn't say that it's good either. It just doesn't have enough things. It doesn't have enough component pieces to make it good. Like really almost no plot. Like it doesn't feel like we really need one, because none of the stakes are all that high except for when he's being chased by Dr. Robotnik. It's almost like that's something that we could have figured out on our own. Like, it was gonna come to Robotnik chasing Sonic. I knew that before the thing even started. That's the key of the video game, essentially. But to the thought of neither good nor bad, I mean, like, you know, as far as a Sonic fan goes, I was happy to see Tails. I was happy to see Knuckles-like echidnas, people who were supposed to be of the same race as Knuckles. That was interesting. I don't really see how we could get to the point where, you know, Chaos Emeralds and Super Sonic, like, this world doesn't seem like it's a fit for the Green Hill Zone of the game. You know, like, it doesn't, for whatever reason, just throwing Sonic into this doesn't feel like, into the real world, doesn't feel like you've created some new way to open up Sonic. It just feels like you've unnaturally put Sonic in a place that he doesn't need to be. And I mean, like, sort of speaking of the unnaturalness of Sonic, like, even when, you know, the first Genesis game was just side-scrolling. So it's just him on the side, either going left or going right. And every single animation could be based off of the fact that he's just going to be facing left or right the entire time. Once we got into more 3D level games, then they started going, like, behind Sonic, like, sort of, like, perspective shot behind Sonic. And Sonic never in any of these games really looked particularly interesting as a character from behind or, like, in front of. So having a movie where we're never really looking at Sonic, like, on the side, we're always looking at him, like, staring directly into camera, or, you know, like, slightly off camera, I mean, you know, not right down the barrel. You know, I don't know if Sonic's character design really, I mean, it's way better than it was before, but before was that old statue of Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, it just didn't look anything like the Sonic we knew. And I mean, James Marsden is good in so much as he is, you know, a Uber driver for Sonic. You know, they try and keep, like, playing this, like, you know, like, Sonic's, like, a part of this family kind of thing. But Sonic was always just, like, you know, stalking them. So it wasn't really like he was part of the family. And it seemed weird that they would have Tom, James Marsden's character, like, immediately be in love with him. Like, you know, like, it's a dog you just adopted or something like that. Jim Carrey, I don't know. So I will say this for sure. This movie is weird in the sense that it feels like they were pulling a lot of clips that weren't necessarily like things they shot on the day and they worked better than the things they wrote, or the original script is not the version of the movie that we see. Something about it seems off. And, you know, it could be the script. That could be the original script as written, performed. Like, they only shot those things and never did any reshoots or never did any second, you know, like, alternate takes or anything like that. But it, if that's the case, it just feels very awkward. Like, it the whole thing was reshot at some point. And part of it, I think Jim Carrey does a great performance. It's sort of a throwback to the comedy performances that we used to get from him when he was, like, you know, The Mask and Ace Ventura and yada, yada, yada. It wasn't the same watching it as it was watching The Mask or Ace Ventura or something like that. But it almost felt like Jim Carrey, in the performance he was giving, wasn't like, there seemed something a little bit disconnected from his performance and the rest of it. Even though he definitely did the best acting job of anybody in this movie, which isn't like a humongous, like, you know, he gets to play the character of all the real people. Everyone else is sort of like, you know, moving scenery to an extent. But he really, like, you know, like, it just, for whatever reason, it feels like, you know, maybe Jim Carrey and Jeff Fowler didn't like each other or something like that. Like, it just, there's an awkwardness that you can't put your finger on. Like, something is going on there. And I don't know, like, it was hard to, I recognize that this is, like, a movie that is mostly designed for kids to watch, but in my mind, I guess the best version of a Sonic movie was something that was appropriate for kids, but also was entertaining for the people who are, like me, who are 35 years old and grew up playing Sonic and, you know, would be really interested in, like, a Aces Sonic movie. Like, you know, it's not like I want to hate it. It's just that it's not, it didn't feel like it did anything for me. And I think that, you know, if I took, you know, like, kids to go see this, they would be all about it. And that's, you know, really what this is all about. But it feels like there was a, somewhere, somehow, somebody would come up with an idea that would play to not only the adults, but also the kids. And I just don't feel like this movie did it. It's awkward, like a first dance at a prom. Like, it's just very, very stiff. All that being said, I did have fun. Like, by the time I left, I was like, you know, I didn't feel like I wasted time or anything like that. I just wouldn't say that it was good. Like, it's fun, but not, you know, it's a certain, 100% certainty that this will be on the Fast and the Furious scale, but, like, it, you know, it's like if you went to a diner with a kid and they had, like, a coloring placemat, like, where you could color in the dinosaurs on the placemat, you know, I look at it and I'm just like, well, this isn't very complex and this doesn't really do anything for me. And then the kid starts drawing and, you know, it's perfectly colored. Like, everything's in the lines. Everything looks shaded properly. It's just, like, very well done. It's just like, look, this is what I did. I'd be like, wow, well, that's really good. Let's tell you. I mean, like, you did the most with what you could given the kind of nothing that was there before you. So good job. And there's a part of Sonic that feels like that. It's just sort of like, well, they didn't spend any time coming up with a story or a reason. Or there was like 30 seconds at the beginning of the movie where, you know, Sonic's running through his land, and then all of a sudden he runs into a magical owl, and then the magical owl, like, throws a ring and he transports to Earth. And there's, you know, danger afoot and everything like that. But, you know, it's literally, it felt like there was 25 minutes of Sonic in his world before he got to Earth, that they shot, that they edited, that they watched, and they said, this is horrible and unwatchable. So let's just cut as quickly as we can to the owl throwing the ring, and then we'll get into Earth. And we'll all be better off for it, because this is just a drag. It just, it's things like that that just feel like there are an intolerable 30 minutes of this movie that were cut out, and somehow they filled the space with alternate takes of Jim Carrey going off as Dr. Robotnik. I mean, like, that's it's just sort of how the whole thing feels. You must have just gotten 50 rings because you unlocked the leaderboard! Saw this movie at the AMC Burbank 16 in one of the older, non-refurbished theaters. I really miss the reclining seats and the nicer theaters. Also, just as a thing, I feel like when I go see a movie at a place where I've seen the movie a lot, like Burbank 16, I'm just going to save that for when I get here to the leaderboard, just so I can say, like, hey, I was there, add it to the list, seat sucked. All right, moving on. On to the movie leaderboard. It's such a weird movie to rate. It's like, you know, like rating rocks. Like, as far as a rock goes, it's pretty normal. It doesn't look any different than any of the other rocks. It doesn't feel like I'm not going to remember this rock for years and years to come. But, you know, good looking rock. I don't know what to, it's such a weird thing. It's not like their story or performance to really like care about that much. It's Jim Carrey and the CGI Sonic. That's our basis point here. I mean, if I had to give it a rating, I would give it a 6.4, but that's, don't even listen to that. That doesn't even matter. What you're really looking for is the Fast and the Furious. Too furious. I'm too fast for y'all, man. Fast and the Furious leaderboard time. So it was fun. It was fun. Jim Carrey's funny. James Marsden is doing a fine job shepherding this thing, and you know, Ben Schwartz as Sonic is about what I expected, and there's no plot to speak of. This sounds an awful lot like a Fast and the Furious movie. When I walked out, I said, I'm glad I saw that, because I just needed to know what it was like. I really did. If it was the old version, this would have been horrific to watch. I can guarantee you it would have been. It would have been Cats level bad. But thankfully, they fixed it. So, hooray. I mean, it's good. It's fine. It's fun. You know, great for kids. I would take a kid. But I wouldn't go. If you're like a real Sonic fanboy, then yeah, maybe you want to see it just because. But I don't think it'll make you happy at the end. Unless just seeing Sonic for an hour and 40 minutes makes you happy. So, on the Fast and the Furious scale, I would give this movie 7.2. You know, it's a perfectly average fun time at the theater. It's not, it's nothing to write home about. But, you know, kids. Or, you know, if you're really interested in seeing what this is about. I have no interest in seeing the second one. I'll say that. I know that at the end they tease tails. And I know, spoiler warning, I just told everybody. But, I mean, really, you couldn't have fucking figured that out. Tail shows up at the end, and they're, like, basically hinting at, you know, there's going to be a Sonic 2, this time with Tails, and, you know, maybe Sonic 3, like, follows the video game logic, and we get Knuckles, and, you know, soon enough, this whole thing will be an unwieldy mess. But, you know, this one was fine. Anyway, that's it for me. If you want more, you can go to my website, CoreyBakerFilmmaker.com. Facebook.com/CoreyBakerFilm or @LegendsCB5 on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Things are really rough right now. It's dumpsuary. We're just out of dumpsuary. Now we're in dump arch. I don't know. I don't know how to continue on with that idea. the movies are going to be a little bit rough here for a little while. This is where people are getting rid of their dirty laundry. I heard Invisible Man is really good, though, so I'm going to go see it because I like monster movies, and I'm all about that. So I'll probably go see that, make a review about that, share it with you guys. But if there's anything else y'all want to see, leave me a comment below, hit me up on social media, do the whole nine. Anyway, if you don't mind, I have to run incredibly fast, impossibly fast, not realistically fast, but immediately. I need to go right now.